All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you or forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. He loves you very much dearly, okay? So let's reciprocate and love him back with obedience and doing his commandments and doing the Father's will. And let's always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative, and take it one day at a time, people. Let's turn away from our sins. Let's turn away from our wickedness, our filth, any secret sins, any unholiness, anything that's not right in the Lord's eyes. Let us depart from it, turn away from it, and go on this narrow path forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, guiding us through the night. His grace, his mercy, his favor, his love, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. Plenty we do die for our sins. There's plenty of countless of things the Lord has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. Because his mercy endures forever. The Most High loves his people. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. Amen. So always give him all the glory, praise, and honor every second, every day. Pray without ceasing, people. Amen. Rejoice. Always rejoice, people. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and always encourage each other in the Lord. Iron sharpens iron. Let us have that harmony, that peace, that love, that unity, that grace and mercy towards one another. Let us intercede for one another, pray for one another, comfort each other, pray for each other, support each other. All of that. You know what I mean? Rejoice, be glad, merry heart. All the goodness of life, man, because we need that in these last days, you know what I mean? So let us always stay together for the Lord, people, most definitely, until the Messiah comes back, most definitely. Brothers and sisters of the faith, stay strong out there, all four corners of the earth, amen. Stay strong out there, all four corners of the earth. I love you all, okay? Let us always stay upright for the Most High. Let's be alert, sober, vigilant, and let's be sharp. Let's be on point, most definitely. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs, soon to be martyrs. And much love to all the great tribulation saints. Much love to all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, everybody all over the world. Much love to all of you. Love all of you, all right? Let us all stay together, people. We are here. We are here. Amen. The Lord is not finished with us. He is just getting started with us. Amen. We have some interesting times. Hallelujah. So praise the Most High, people. Most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of earth, all kindreds, any brand new people who just gave their life to the Messiah. Welcome. Much love to all of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Play an instrument, rejoice, always rejoice. Cry out to him. Do what you got to do. Express your joy, your gladness in the Lord. What he's done for you, continue to keep doing for you. Amen. Always got to express it. Never hide your faith. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't pocket your praise. Don't be politically correct about what the Lord has done for you. Tell everybody how great he is. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. Let us always worship in spirit and truth and always serve him with gladness and joy. Amen. Most definitely, people. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he is coming back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. Amen. So let's keep our lamps. Let's keep our oils. Let us always be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word, people. And let us stay alert, sober, vigilant, all of that. Let us keep the commandments, keep the gospel, keep the testimony of Jesus, keep the word of God. Do not renounce your faith. Don't let nobody take your crown. And always do Father's will. Always spread the gospel. Always do that great commission. Amen. Keep doing what the Lord called you to do. Handle your assignments. Handle your tasks, people. Most definitely, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more and more through dreams, encounters, visions, any way the Most High interacts with us, let it be. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more closer to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel, let us obey the law, statute, commandments, and let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally to do in our future, our gifts, our talents, our situation, our skills, anything the Most High has told us to do in our situation, handle that, honor that, amen. Let's keep it simple, people. Just do what he calls us to do. Let's not lean on our own understanding. Let's not negotiate God's word. Let's not debate that, okay? Do what the Lord called us to do. Let's stay obedient, amen? And just handle your assignment, people. Handle, do your part. The Lord going to always do his part. That's just who he is. But we got to do our part. We got to be more disciplined, more firm, more strong, more consistent, and be more reasonable, amen? So handle that, people. Praise the Lord, all right? I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong, taking it one day at a time, okay? Now, today's message, we will go through a commentary in the book of 2 Kings, okay? So we will go through today's Bible reading, and then we will go through the recommended reading scriptures as well. We'll go through that commentary. Then we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so today's Bible reading is the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verses 7 through 29. Israel exiled because of sin. All this took place because the Israelites had sinned against the Lord their God, who brought them out of Egypt from under the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. They worshipped other gods and followed the practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before them, as well as the practices that the kings of Israel had introduced. The Israelites secretly did things against the Lord their God that were not right. From watchtower to fortified city, they built themselves high places in all their towns. They set up sacred stones and Asherah poles on every high hill and under every spreading tree. At every high place, they burned incense as the nations whom the Lord had driven out before them had done. They did wicked things that provoked the Lord to anger. They worshipped idols, though the Lord had said, "You shall not do this." The Lord warned Israel and Judah through all his prophets and seers, "Turn from your evil ways, observe my commandments and decrees in accordance with the entire law that I commanded your fathers to obey and that I delivered to you through my servants, the prophets." But they would not listen and were as stiff-necked as their fathers, who did not trust in the Lord their God. They rejected his decrees and the covenant he had made with their fathers and the warnings he had given them. They followed worthless idols and themselves became worthless. They imitated the nations around them, although the Lord had ordered them, do not do as they do. And they did the things that the Lord had forbidden them to do. They forsake all the commandments of the Lord their God and made for themselves two idols cast in the shape of calves and an Asherah pole. They bowed down to all the starry host, and they worshipped Baal. They sacrificed their sons and daughters in the fire. They practiced divination and sorcery and sold themselves to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, provoking them to anger. So the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his presence. Only the tribe of Judah was left, and even Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God. They followed the practices Israel had introduced. Therefore, the Lord rejected all the people of Israel. He afflicted them and gave them into the hands of plunderers until he thrust them from his presence. When he tore Israel away from the house of David, they made Jeroboam, son of Nebat, their king. Jeroboam enticed Israel away from following the Lord and caused them to commit a great sin. The Israelites persisted in all the sins of Jeroboam and did not turn away from them until the Lord removed them from his presence, as he had warned through all his servants, the prophets. So the people of Israel were taken from their homeland into exile in Assyria, and they are still there to this day. Samaria resettled. The king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Cuthah, Ava, Hamath, and Sepharvaim, and settled them in the towns of Samaria to replace the Israelites. They took over Samaria and lived in its towns. When they first lived there, they did not worship the Lord, so he sent lions among them, and they killed some of the people. It was reported to the king of Assyria, "The people you deported and resettled in the towns of Samaria do not know what the God of that country requires. He has set lions among them, which are killing them off, because the people do not know what he requires." Then the king of Assyria gave this order: "Have one of the priests you took captive from Samaria go back to live there and teach the people what the God of the land requires." So one of the priests who had been exiled from Samaria came to live in Bethel and taught them how to worship the Lord. Nevertheless, each national group made its own gods in the several towns where they settled and set them up in the shrines the people of Samaria had made at the high places. Okay, that's today's Bible reading, okay? Wow. So we see all the wickedness Israel was doing with the idolatry, breaking the commandments, disobedience, sacrificing their children to gods, all types of wickedness and abomination the Lord told us not to do. So we see how Israel went to captivity regarding Assyria, Babylon, all these other nations, you know, and how they rejected the Most High and His covenant, His laws, statutes, and commandments. Okay, so we see how the Most High was teaching them a lesson in a harsh way. You know, God disciplines sinful behavior. Okay, so this is why we have to always be repentant, crying out to Him, turning from our ways, acknowledging all the wrong that we're doing, and constantly humbling ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Constantly, okay? So it's very important to understand things like, examples like this is why the Messiah had to come to the earth, you know what I mean, to die for our sins, you know, His blood had to be shed for all the wickedness over the generations, you know what I mean, because generations kept getting more worse and worse, more wicked and wicked, and obviously in these last days that we're living in, we had all time low as far as the way people carry themselves, you know, this generation that we're currently living in right now is 7 times worse than previous ones, so you know, we just got to stay upright in these crazy times, man, on the real, stay blameless and spotless, man, you know, because sin is contagious, you know, following after the world and the influences of the world and the way people get caught up in it, it rubs off on people a certain way, but we have to always stay in the spirit and not in the flesh. We have to stay in God's word and not follow after the pop culture, follow after social media trends or follow the ways of the world, you know what I mean? We're in the world, but not of it, all right? So we're set apart, holy, peculiar, a special treasure, and we got to embrace that more often, amen. So always walk in obedience, people, okay? So that was today's Bible reading. Now, what I want to do is read the recommended reading scriptures that support this commentary, okay? So let's go to Psalm 42, verses 1 through 2. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? All right, so that's Psalm 42, verses 1 through 2. The second recommended reading scripture is Psalm 84 in its whole entirety. All right, Psalm 84. Also, by the way, that Psalm 42 was for the director of music, Amaskil of the sons of Korah. All right, so now let's go to Psalm 84. For the director of music, according to Gittith, of the sons of Korah, a psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Selah. Look upon your shield. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk as blameless, whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blesses the man who trusts in you. Amen. Beautiful psalm right there. I love Psalm 84. Amen. It's definitely an excellent read. That's the second recommended reading scripture. Now we will read the last recommended reading scripture, the third one. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. All right, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Most definitely is. Hallelujah. All right, so those are the recommended reading scriptures, okay? Now we will get to the actual commentary itself. The title of this commentary is Inward Remembrance, Outward Adoration. Inward Remembrance, Outward Adoration. Many years ago, a number of skylarks imported from England began to breed and dot the American landscape. One day, a man who studied birds sat listening with solemn interest to the song of the immigrant birds. Nearby, an Irish laborer, hearing the song of the bird he'd heard in his mother country, stopped, took off his hat, and turned his face skyward. A look of awe and joy washed across his face. His inward remembrance and love of country produced an outward response. Although the Israelites express an outward worship, they then possess an inward love of God. Sure, an observer might believe that they worship God inwardly, but in truth, their hearts secretly served other gods. In their secret chambers of idolatry and imagery, said Clarence McCartney, they bowed down before the graining images of Baal. Today, as we express our adoration and worship of God, we can either be like this student of birds, or like the Irishman who responded emotionally to their song. The observer simply admires what takes place, but experiences no feelings of love and devotion. However, the true worshiper, upon hearing songs about God and words of his heavenly home, feels his heart beat faster, thinking of a glorious hope for the future. And all of us long to feel this beat because it makes our hearts come alive. Anyone can go through the outward motions, but we can't worship by just playing a role. We have to make it the aim of our heart when we offer our heart to God in love and adoration. He, in return, washes awe and joy across our soul. Amen. Always worship in spirit and truth, people. Things to take away from the commentary. How does going through the motions of worship make you feel? In what ways do you sincerely worship God? How does your worship of God affect your daily living? In other words, quote unquote, we are often so caught up in our activities that we tend to worship our work, work at our play, and play at our worship. Quote, Charles Swindoll. Amen. A lot of times we get so caught up in the ways of the world and things of it, people tend to lose sight in those things, you know, and they get a little lost in the sauce about it. So we have to always keep our eyes fixed on the Messiah, keep our eyes fixed on the Most High, and stay on a narrow path, people. Amen. There's a lot of distractions going on, a lot of things just steering people focus away. So we got to have our mind firm and fixed on the Lord and constantly thinking about his goodness, his grace, his love, his mercy, his word, the law, such commandments, what he wants out of us, and how to keep pleasing him and bringing people to him. Amen. So that is the commentary. All right. So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all, the true creator, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel, the God of Israel. Praise the Most High forevermore. His only begotten Son died for our sins, came back 3 days later. Amen. Praise the Most High, y'all. Praise the Messiah. Most definitely, y'all. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam. His blood did clean up our mess. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son. The blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the constellation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, faithful witness, first and last, first begotten, firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation. Excuse me, the I am, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel, amen. He is the king of kings, hallelujah. He is the king of kings and lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, son of David, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my sufficient one, he is a sufficient one, the excellent one, amazing one, praise the Most High forevermore, y'all, he is our refuge, he does protect us, he's the provider, healer, redeemer, all those things, most definitely, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahayah Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahayah Shai, most definitely, y'all. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He's the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Miracles, signs, wonders, healing, restoration, deliverance, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great, mighty things. Call on him, he'll show you great things you don't know. Praise the Most High, y'all. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Seek him with all your heart. Seek him wholeheartedly, people. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently, y'all. So you got to have that faith, got to have trust in him, got to believe in him, y'all. Anybody who has no faith, it is impossible to please God without faith, y'all. That faith got to be there. Faith, obedience, alignment, all of that, people. Call on him, people. You have to. In these times that we're going to need the Lord more than ever. We're going to need him more than ever, people. So praise him forever. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example. Perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. Most definitely. His word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. Every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Spirit, praise the Most High forevermore, people. These times that we're in, we're gonna need a Messiah more than ever. We need the Lord, y'all. We need him day and night, every second, y'all. We need to pray without ceasing. Make sure you stay in the Word, read that Bible, have some Bible study sessions or prayer group meetings or whatever. Do what you gotta do to fellowship with others. If you're alone or kind of introverted or to yourself, just cry out to the Most High day in, day out, man. Cry out to him and just talk to him, man. Just support, open up your heart, man. Let it all out, amen. Don't hold nothing back with the Most High. Let it all out. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. Always got to remind yourself how excellent his son is, who died for our sins, people, to redeem us. Amen. He's excellent, y'all. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of all, abiding son, abolisher of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Aleph and Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation. Arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, availing shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed the only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom Lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter, Jesus, carpenter, son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the son of David, Christ the son of God, Christ the son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, covert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, Crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days, man, days spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, dew of youth, dew unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, excellency of God, excellent, excellent, comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, firstfruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God is with us, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and excellent, amazing, awesome, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, God for us, hand of the Lord, hanging redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of the broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justifier of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, holy one, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader and commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted up my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahawah Shai, everlasting strength, Ahai Yeshaya, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, love of righteousness. Magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, married one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty Savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed. Hallelujah. He is the ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician. Pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, Prince of life, Prince of princes, Prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciled of enemies, reconciled of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one. Righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod in his branch. Rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the law, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new encounters with the Most High, new beginnings, new seasons, new fresh starts, new people to fellowship with, new scenery, new habits, new routines, new attitude, new lifestyle, everything new in your life. Behold, the Lord is doing a new thing. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again in spirit and water. Repent, get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. Get on that narrow path and stay on it forevermore, people. Praise the Lord always, y'all. Store up your treasures in heaven. Store up your treasures in heaven. Store up your treasures in heaven. Prayers for those that have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers for those that have their names written, recorded in heaven. Prayers for those who sat at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Prayers for those to have eternal life in 100-fold. Prayers for those to have the heavenly crowns, the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing. Prayers for those to have the mansions that the Messiah, the Father, promised us. Prayers for those to have the tree of life forever. Prayers for those to have everlasting joy. Prayers for those when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and says, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. Let's get to it. We have to go through a whole lot of things before we get to that stage, people. We're going to go through a lot of transitions from here on out. So we got to be firm and strong and endure all the way to the end, and we shall be saved, people. Praise the Most High forevermore. Most definitely, people. Don't let nobody take your crown. Stop your treasure in heaven, people. Do not renounce the faith, people. Be firm. Fight the good fight of faith, people. Run your race. Run your race. Run your race, people. Praise the Most High. He is our great God and sure, excellent, exceeding sure reward. He's our sure reward. He's our excellent sure reward, people. Always remember that, people. Praise the Lord forevermore. I just pray for those out there who are dealing with loneliness, sadness, depression, anger, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, anybody dealing with stress, with bills or finances or rent or mortgage or a car note, anybody just going through anything work-related, anybody dealing with work problems or trying to get it going or trying to make things happen. Prayers for those in any situation, anybody dealing with trauma or domestic violence or anything painful in the past or ridicule, mockery, being misunderstood, made fun of, teased, bullied, anything like that. You are more than overcomers. Always remember that, right? You're more than a conqueror. He is the overcomer. Amen. So let the Lord give you that strength, power, and dominion. Amen. Let that strength be restored to you. Hallelujah. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God. Never forget that. Praise the Lord, y'all. Pick your head up and look to the Most High, y'all, and keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, okay? Praise the Lord forevermore, y'all. More strength, peace, and comfort to anybody going through something, anybody mourning out there, anybody crying or anything like that. Just having one of those days, whatever it is, just give God the glory through it and cry out to him, amen? Cry out to the Lord, people. He sees you. He sees your tears. He sees your pain. He sees what's on your heart. He sees all of that, amen? Cry out to the Lord, people. Praise him. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant, servant of ruler, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock. Shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help. Shiloh, Shorn Lamb, Sign Spoken Against, Silent and Meek Lamb, Sin Bearer, Sinless High Priest, Sinless One, Sir, Slayer of the Enemy, Smitter of the Nation, Smitten Judge of Israel, Smitten Rock of Horeb, Smitten Shepherd, Smitten of God, Son of Man, Sower of the Word of God, Spirit of Christ, Song of Drunkards, Son from Heaven, Son of David, Son of Freedom, Son of God, Son of Joseph, Son of Man in Heaven, Son of Man the Savior, Son of Mary, Son of Peace, Son of the Father, Son of the Free Woman, Son of the Highest, Son of the Living God, Son of Truth, Son over His House, Spiritual Drink, Spiritual Meat, Spiritual Rock, Spoiler of the Principalities, Spokesman of the Father, Sprinkle of Nations and Kings, Star out of Jacob, Stay, Still of the Raging Sea, Stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone of builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, stone of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustain. Inner sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent, awesome, amazing, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, the rock, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. He is the highest, the justification of life, the justification of many, the King, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God. The song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, triad stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, God works in mysterious ways, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veiled to the new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, praise him, very high priest, very high servant. Very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints. White linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb. Witness, the witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, praise him, y'all, praise the Most High forevermore. He gets all the glory, praise, and honor every day, every night, y'all. Got to do better, got to live for him, and stay focused on him forevermore, all right? So take it one day at a time, people, okay? So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel and the Israelites, and I will bless them. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.